This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. French leftists win the most seats in legislative elections, according to polling projections, AP correspondent Naeun Kim reports.
In a surprise result, French left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, is projected to finish ahead of Marine Le Pen's far-right party in the parliamentary elections. Leftist leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon tells crowds the results are an immense relief and is demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister. Polling projections have put President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance second and the far right, who took the lead in the first round of elections, in third. The final results for the snap election that was called just 4 weeks ago aren't expected until late Sunday or early Monday. I'm Naeun Kim.
President Joe Biden campaigned in Pennsylvania Sunday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden enjoyed an exuberant welcome at a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, where leaders urged him to stay in the race.
President Biden is coming back. He's a comeback kid.
President Biden says he's worked hard for the black community, and there's more to do.
Make housing affordable. Help more black families build wealth and pass it on to future generations. To keep our community safe by getting weapons of war off our streets.
Biden's attendance at church and a rally with union members are designed to project strength as a swell of Democrats, alarmed by the president's debate performance, suggest he drop out of the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Marking 9 months since the war in Gaza started, Israeli protesters blocked highways across the country, calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down and pushing for a ceasefire that could bring back hostages held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group who have been missing since October 7th. This is VOA News. As the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza entered its ninth month Sunday, the Palestinian militant group said it is waiting for an Israeli response after dropping a key demand in its response to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
Hamas says it has given its initial support of a U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with Israel that stops short of Hamas's long-standing demand for a total Israeli commitment to the war's end. According to a joint report by the UN and IPC, 96% of Gaza's population faces acute food insecurity at crisis levels or higher. And as the Israel Defense Forces continue their operations in Gaza, claiming to seize weapons from Hamas and content VOA cannot independently verify, protesters gathered in southern Israel Sunday with roughly 1,500 balloons. They say black represents those killed on October 7th and yellow, the hostages still held in Gaza. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Texas officials are warning residents to take Beryl seriously. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has a message for residents and visitors.
It will be a deadly storm for people who are directly in that path.
He says the state is prepared, but people have to do their part.
Let's pray nothing happens where you live, but something is going to happen where some of you live, and that's something will be significant wind, significant rain, and some flooding, and again, surge along the coast.
In Port Lavaca, Jimmy May was boarding up his business.
Just boarding up, protecting this glass in case we get a little bit too much wind, too much trash blowing.
Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean on its way to Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
The Economic Community of West African States said on Sunday the region risked disintegration and worsening insecurity after junta-led Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger made clear their intentions to leave the bloc by signing a confederation treaty. ECOWAS Commission President Omar Touré.
To complicate the situation, our region has become the arena of geostrategic and geopolitical rivalries and the theater of misinformation and disinformation that engenders mistrust among and within communities and undermines social cohesion.
The Alliance of Sahel States Treaty, signed on Saturday, underscored the three countries' determination to turn their backs on the 15-member ECOWAS, which has been urging them to return to democratic rule. At least 12 people died and 18 are missing after a torrential rain caused a landslide in an illegal gold mine over the weekend in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.